All right, welcome back to Life Outside the Box. This is your transition magician, your blonde with the wand, your size zero hero, and Christopher, the catabolic co-host, and we have Becky, who is PR from the Antioch Library. Welcome to our show.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Yay, we're happy that you're here. And we do have to ask Christopher one final question about that picture, and then we're going to move on to important library stuff. So, Christopher, you know, you're going to have to let us get on with business here.
Okay.
And that is, did you strategically size that backpack because of the size of your behind? I mean, how much work went into that?
It was well thought out, Anne. It was well thought out.
So you're not going to answer that one either, are you?
I just did. It was well thought out.
So what steps did you take to kind of figure out what worked with what? I mean, you've got dynamics there. You've got the Easter eggs. You've got the backpack.
My little twirl on the catwalk.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to play that song for you. Yeah. Christopher's too sexy.
I'm too sexy for this show.
Too sexy.
Right. So, all right. So we're all going to be waiting for the next picture coming from your collection or your actual portfolio. And now we're going to talk about serious library business. So we've given enough time to your work, Christopher.
Yeah, you know, somebody else in the chat room said they lost an hour of work just laughing at us.
Oh, hopefully they've seen the picture because they'll laugh harder.
I'm going to have a hard time looking at backpacks the rest of the day.
and Becky, you have to look at tons of them being in the library.
Yes.
Tons. Well, I remember being at, and this is a true story. This is completely true. I was at Panera one day, and I was at the cash register, and I had a big purse. And I was digging through it to try to find my wallet because it was just huge, you know. And when you have a lot of stuff that you kind of throw in your purse and you have to dig. And I was like, oh, this purse is just too big. And the woman behind the register looked at me and she said, well, I wouldn't complain about it because I saw on Oprah, the bigger your purse, the smaller your butt looks. I was like, okay, I'm going to carry a big purse from now on.
Back to diaper bag.
Yeah.
And he's got the big roll-around purse.
Yeah, I'm going to carry luggage for a purse. Yeah. I'm thinking the big, you know, the ones that you have to pay to check. Oh, man. So welcome, Becky. And you know, I know Antioch has got a lot of things going on. The last time we spoke, they had something to do with astronomy going on and new things for kids, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm wondering what's coming up.
The Lake County Astronomical Society, they visit all of the libraries, actually. They are a great organization, and they were there back last month, set up out in our parking lot area. It's and they come, unless it's raining, they don't care what the temperature is. They come out to the libraries and set up the microscopes, and they have some kid-friendly ones, and they invite the families to bring their own, give little mini trainings if they don't know how to use them. I wish they would have been around whenever my children were young, because we still have a telescope sitting in our closet that we could never figure out quite how to get it.
And wouldn't it have been great to have somebody? Yeah.
Yes. And that organization are very good about that. They visit many of the schools and majority of the libraries in the Lake County area. And they can be found out at Volo any other given week of the month. If you miss them at one of your libraries, check the Volo blog site.
Oh, how neat is that?
Yeah, for them to see whenever they're going to be there. And like I said, they're even great about bring your own down. We'll show you how to set it up so that you look smart in front of your kid.
Awesome. That's great.
They're not scheduled with us again until this fall, so we'll see them back. They kind of take a hiatus, I think, from the libraries during the summer because all the libraries have so many things going on that it's a little difficult for them to get in between all the other activities. So,
well, and you know what's fun is I remember as a kid going to the library, and it was all about you just if you had assignments, and the in-school library that you had didn't have the books, you had to go to the town library.
Right.
Well, it's not like that anymore. There's so much going on.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, even though there is so much going on at the library and its school and the sports and so forth, you know, not every kid fits every peg. So the library, I kind of look at it as that one more notch for a kid to find their foothold as they're growing up and getting that place where they belong. So, you know, you've got your little groups and, you know, the sports and the so forth, but the library offers so many more activities, maybe for the child that isn't quite ready to start football because they start mm-hmm. them young now. We have programs that are a little gentler, I guess you could say, for them. But with the way the economy is going right now, even those high school students that rely on their high school library are looking at early closures because of the cutback in budgets.
Oh, gosh, and who would have thought about that?
Yeah, so even with those budgets being cut in high school, when maybe the library door is being closed a little earlier and they can't hang out as long to do that studying, the library is still open. The hours are still the same. And at the Antioch Library, we started for just the high school students, we started a homework cafe. And I touched on that the last time you and I spoke back in February. We had our first one in December. It was during just before the winter break started for the kids. And we had quite a few high school students show up for it. And basically, it's free coffee and tea and cocoa, and we offer some other light snacks, you know, chips and all of that stuff that they like at a very low, you know, at-cost price for them. And we have a special room set off to the side, all of the study materials they need. They have access to all of the databases that the library has to offer, all of the reference materials. And our YA librarian, our young adult librarian, stays in touch with the high school librarian at Antioch and Lakes to know what's coming up as far as studies are concerned, like what reference materials they might need. So she has those, like, at the ready for them to study. And that is a monthly event. But come May, she's added a whole host of extra days for the homework cafe for the high school students. Tomorrow we have our April one from 5:30 to 8:30, and it'll kick off finals month.
Oh boy!
Up in May.
That, you know, I think that's such a great thing that they're doing that because it gives the kids a gathering place to
yes.
talk about the info on the finals.
Exactly, exactly. We'll be adding two additional dates in May, May 16th and 17th from 3 to 8:30. That's a Monday and a Tuesday. That'll be a seniors only. So those two nights will be specifically for seniors to come in, study together in groups or alone. We will have, again,
there
special
you go,
study material.
Yes,
I
can go study.
There you go. Special study materials that will assist them just on for them. There will also be an introduction for juniors on Tutor.com, because Tutor.com is a database that we offer that can be you can access tests to the ACTs, the PASTs, those tests for college placement. So
mm-hmm.
Those will be introduced to the juniors and sophomores during these homework cafes as well. So they know they're there and they can start practicing to take those college entrance exams this fall and this coming spring. Then we're also having an after-hours homework cafe, which will be on Saturday, May 21st, from 5 to 9 p.m. So the library will close at 5 o'clock. All high school students, Antioch, Lake, can come in and spread out wherever they want to go in the library.
Oh, awesome.
They can make it their own. We're going to be feeding them dinner, so there will be some food there for them so they don't have to worry about picking up McDonald's or anything or eating before they come. and there will be drinks and things provided. Again, all the study materials they need. So every little corner of the library will be available for them to throw out a sleeping bag and sprawl out on the floor, bring their laptops, whatever they, however they choose to, you know, study. Some like to study, you know, with the music going loud.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have upstairs and downstairs. And they can either plug into their iPod or they can, you know, play it, you know, in one corner. We'll have like a noisy area where they can have some music going, and then quiet area for those students that prefer to have some more quiet time. So there'll be several, and then there'll be yet two more dates by the end of the month. And all of these dates correspond with upcoming test weeks, so they can get that study time in right before going to school and having that final or having that exam day. So
excellent. That's
we're hoping
great.
A lot of the high school students take advantage of those days.
That's great. That's wonderful support for them in excelling.
Yeah, and they've asked for it. They've been coming on a monthly basis. So adding these extra dates, if these go, then we'll probably have more after-hour dates next year for the same reason, right before final times in the fall and then again in the spring. So they can go on to the website for the final night, the after-hours event on the 21st of May. They have to sign up for that one because we have to know how many kids are going to be there so we have the proper number of librarians, so we have enough staff on hand to cover the numbers. And they can go to the website at www.apld.info and then to our calendar and sign up for that date. All the other event dates, though, all the other homework cafes are just drop in. You don't have to sign up for them.
Now, do you I thought we talked about e-books and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now, are you guys are on that? You offer
oh, yeah.
e-books, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been offering e-books for a while. A variety of we also offer playaways for those people that don't have an e-book yet. I don't have one because I can't decide which one I want.
Right, right.
I look at them all and go, I don't know. And I like the feel of a book. And there is a lot of purists out there that just really like that that book that they can read. But I also juggle a couple books at a time. And there's a lot of people that are like that, and they like the idea of being able to go from book to book. So, yes, we've been offering e-books for a while. We are actually had a kind of a primer about 2 weeks ago where people could bring their e-books in and learn how to upload from our website.
Oh, excellent.
There's been a lot of confusion on that. Like many of the other libraries, if you have a Kindle, you can't download from the Antioch Library. So a Kindle is the one. They are Amazon specific, but I guess they are. There's some new technology coming through, and they're looking at some new shareware with that particular model. But we have purchased several different brands and trying to decide how we want to move forward. And actually, if you're an Antioch patron and you have a thought on this, please feel free to call the library and let us know. We're looking at either purchasing more online books, so we have more in the catalog that are just Antioch Library patrons specific, or actually circulating some e-books themselves with specific genres on them. So we're kind of on the fence right now as to which direction we want to, you know, put the money if we want to upload four or five different ones with different genres on them.
Oh, that very
you can
neat.
Check out, or if we want to spend monies on more titles that they can grab and download. So yeah, that's all right there on the website. You just have to log in, and you have to have a PIN number. So if you have your library card but you don't have a PIN number, come on into the library and get that so you can get moving on it.
Christopher, you don't have to steal that because, you know, you can just get one.
Okay. But the other way is so much more fun.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
It's
but
a challenge. Yeah.
You're famous now. People recognize you.
So that's not good. Yeah,
yeah.
You get caught on that. And, you know, the library's free. You're not spending the money on the books. And a lot of the different e-books have free downloadables that are available online. The library just offers you tens of thousands more that you can upload. And new titles and old titles, you kind of run the gamut.
Well, you know what's great about ebooks? I know when I go on a trip, I just love to read. So
right.
I have like a whole suitcase that's dedicated to books. Now I don't have to do that. I can just put them all on my... I'm a bit of a purist, too, but not to the extent where I want to carry a whole suitcase if I don't have to. So this is awesome.
I do the read and leave. I do a lot of paper book when I travel. So I grab 5, 6, 7 books, and then I just leave them. I set them down, let somebody else enjoy them.
Oh, excellent.
Wherever I go. Do that on the train. I do that on the plane. I kind of like I'm spreading the word.
I like it. I think that's great. And I know that people on planes and so forth appreciate it. You know, if they forget their book, if they're done with the one they have and they want to pick up.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that happened probably 20 years ago. I was caught in the middle of, I'd left a book at a hotel and had a flight that was delayed and nothing to do, and Newsweek magazines that looked like they were from the 1960s.
Nice.
I kind of knew that history already. So. And somebody had left a book behind, and I've been doing that ever since. There's going to be a stranded traveler here at some point in time, and they're going to pick it up, they're going to read it. So,
absolutely.
And on that note, we actually have our friends group that runs our used bookstore in the front of our library. And they keep a carousel of used books at the Antioch train depot that the patrons that are getting on the train can grab a book before they get on the train.
See, that's a great idea. Because aren't they putting like 5 cents on those books or 25?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't even think they charge for the ones that they take over to the train station. I think they just offer it as a perk. You know,
that is great.
To say, don't forget about the library. And we are so close to the train station. We are less than walking distance from the train station there. So just from them doing that, there are several patrons now that make the library their last stop before going home at the end of the day because they've thought about it.
That's great.
And makes them realize, oh, yeah, you're right there. And that's how we actually check out a lot of our playaways, which are kind of like little mini iPods with books on them. And all you need is an earbud. And so it's one story per playaway. And all of our books on tape and things like that. A lot of our commuters will come in and check those out and take them with them back and forth every day. And because we're so close, and they just zip over and drop them off before they head home for the day.
Yeah, and the books on tape are great. I know have you ever heard of the Cracker Barrel? You know, those restaurants?
Yeah.
They used to do that where you could get a book on tape from them or a CD, and then since they're along the interstate and they're off, you could listen to it and drop it off like...
Oh, at any Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, at any Cracker Barrel.
I've never heard of them doing that.
Yeah, and it's... So that's a nice... But, you know, if you can do it for the library... Obviously, they charge a fee. If you can do that from the library, that's even better.
Yeah, yeah. Our own little red box kind of activity going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kids' programs are coming up that you're excited about?
Well, we're right on the cusp of our summer reading program. We have May 1st, we are starting our registration already. Usually we wait until June 1st, and we went online with it last year. We were so inundated with our online registration that we decided to give them a full month to get their registrations put together. So we start May 1st with that, and our children's department will be hitting all of the elementary schools here soon throughout the month of May, telling them about the summer reading program, the gifts that they can get for reading different levels, and the prizes that they can work towards. We have a full travel theme this summer, and the children's is one book, many worlds. And we'll have several performances coming up this summer that kind of coincide with that. One of them is T.R. Loon, and that will be about the rousing read books and juggle everything. Mm-hmm. Following that, on June 20th, there will be a performance of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and that one we're really looking forward to. There will be two performance times on that, an 11 a.m. and a 1 p.m. Again, also in June, we have Animals on the Go. The Wildlife Discovery Center will be bringing live animals out to the library on that day. I know a boa constrictor is one of them that they're going to be bringing. Kids always, they always enjoy the snakes whenever the snakes come out. And then there will also be a lot of animals that kids can find right here in Lake County.
Like Christopher?
Like Christopher.
You're just around the corner, Ann.
And of course, oh goodness, and of course we have our usual, our Lego program that was started last year with Lego Mania, and that was for 7 to 12 year olds.
Can we build a cage for Ann with the Legos?
If we get some more donations, then we probably have enough Legos to do that. Yeah.
All right.
We've been taking Lego donations for that club.
We're going to make her a Lego jail.
A Lego jail.
Nice.
They come up with some very interesting stuff that they build. We've been having a gentleman that's been making large statues, I guess is the best way to put it. I've been uploading those to the triblocal.com. And the parents have really enjoyed seeing what's there. Usually we had Calvin and Hobbes Lego design
neat.
A couple months ago. And we had a gentleman from Rockford come all the way out. He saw it on the online site, and he had to come all the way to see it in person. I just couldn't believe this. And it's the Calvin and Hobbes in the red wagon speeding down a hill. And it was done in Legos. Go figure.
I don't know how you would do the curves and everything. That takes talent.
Yeah, absolutely. The gentleman is very talented. But we display the kids' creations in the cabinet in the children's department. And when I have time, I make a little Animoto film out of them, and I throw them up on our Facebook or webpage so that the parents can see them, and the kids really enjoy it. So, and we added to that, we now have a Lego Junior for the 5 to 7-year-olds or 5 to 8-year-olds. So the little kids were kind of upset that their bigger brothers and sisters got monthly Lego club and they didn't. So now they're coming as well. So now we're in need of even more Legos to keep this going.
And Christopher, no ideas. Nobody is going to do a Lego interpretation of that picture.
I hope not. It wouldn't be at the library, I'm sure.
That's one place you don't need to market.
Well, you know, I was thinking too, you know, if I really want to go viral, here's what we do, Ann.
I'm all ears.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let's print off about 10,000 of those cards, right? We'll go around from library to library, and we'll just go through and start slipping them into random books.
Oh.
I don't think,
may I say that would be a PR nightmare for me.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't think we should do that at the Antioch Library.
No, we'll do it at Round Lake.
At Round Lake.
Or Lake Villa.
Yeah.
Paul Kaplan would love it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to leave and go make phone calls if I get out here today.
When's Paul doing here?
Actually,
when's
folks,
Lake Villa in here?
We wouldn't do that to our... The librarians are our friends. We can't do that to our friends.
It's normally the young pages that find those kind of things that have been left in the books. So think about the 15-year-old.
You're making me laugh even harder.
For life.
Right. That's right. Children will run away screaming.
And you'll hear the librarian going, shh.
It's not for the faint of heart. I think that these are not for the... If you come up with your next portfolio shot for America's Top Model and it's, you know, a little more tasteful, shall we say, then maybe you can
a little
that.
More?
Yeah, okay. You're right, Becky. She's got the description right on. Uh-huh. It has to be a lot more tasteful.
Yeah, I agree. Would a tiara help?
Would a tiara help?
Maybe that would be a start. Actually, a tiara would make it even funnier. So, oh, man. See, Becky, did you come in here expecting this today?
No. No. I'm beginning to see the perks of a taped show.
So what else? What other exciting things are going on that you want to get out to the listeners?
I want to tell actually one more kids thing. I want to say if you're 7 to 12 years old, we are having a Straw Tower Challenge this Saturday at the library. And basically, it's kind of, if you've ever seen any of the cake challenge things on TV on the Food Network where they build the big food things. Well, this is just straws, but they'll have so many minutes to build the best and sturdiest tower from straws. And there'll be prizes and gifts given away for the tallest and the strongest and the nice lookingest, you know, pieces put together. So just some silly fun at the library this weekend for that age group.
So how many kids usually come to those events? Do you have like a crowd or?
This is our first Straw Tower Challenge we've ever had.
Oh.
We're kind of mirroring it a little bit off of, we started doing some Iron Chef challenges with the teens. And we did a dessert one back in the winter, and they had a blast. We're going to be doing a snack one this summer. And basically, they can work in teams or they can work on their own. So this is the children's kind of take on it. They, I think, didn't want to get messy.
Oh,
so
decided you can see
to just
that,
give
yeah.
them straws to start with and see kids where they went
with it.
Kids
not want
to
get messy?
I know. keeping it a little more contained. Well, the teens got a little messy, so... and usually they're a little better at keeping the mess contained. But so that's coming up this weekend. And I think they're taking up to 30 or 40 kids for this. So
wow.
There's lots of space.
That's a lot of straws.
Yeah, it is. I'm guessing we didn't have enough Legos. So we had to go with straws.
Yeah, either that or they changed their mind after they heard your idea, Christopher. I don't think you could recreate that with straws, but there are creative people out there.
Parts of it, anyways.
Parts of it. That is like emblazoned in my brain the rest of the day. I'm sorry.
Well, and now you met him. He's famous.
Yes. Infamous.
Infamous.
Hey, that's what she said earlier.
Oh, no.
Well, this is going to go great on the Lake County Library's podcast page.
Oh, yay. Yes. I'm trying to... do they have me scheduled again? I don't know.
Now, Becky, you will come back, right? I mean, you're not...
I would love to come back.
You're not
back,
afraid
yeah.
to come back.
Oh, no. No.
This is about as bad as it gets here.
It takes
on
a lot
outside.
To scare me off.
Yeah,
so.
Well. That,
I don't think it'll take anything to scare you off.
Oh, no.
Well, it's just, you know, one of the best things about doing this show, the Lake County Librarians part, is that you learn how much the libraries are doing and how... you know, the different institutions are working together, like the museum passes, you
right.
know, all mm-hmm. of that. And it's just, it's great stuff to know. It's great to know that the libraries are offering events that people can actually plan around and do that aren't going to cost them right now.
Correct.
And it's not boring stuff. It's interesting.
It surprised me that I came into my job from outside the library world, and they hired me for that very reason, because I didn't speak in acronyms like librarians do. But I came in right whenever the economy was taking its largest dip and have seen an influx and seen that nationwide in the libraries mm-hmm. and people kind of coming home again to their libraries and realizing, oh, wow, we can plan a family weekend around events and activities that are happening right here at the library and in our hometown. And Antioch is about that big time. We plan activities in conjunction with our township and our chamber, so that, you know, they're not having to pick and choose what's going on, and they're able to come into town, do a little shopping, have lunch, have breakfast, have dinner, whatever, go to a movie at the library or go to a theater production or just enjoy a story time with their child. So we have seen a new face in this economy. So something good, I guess, has come of it, that
oh, absolutely.
People have come back, you know, to the library. And the numbers have just catapulted beyond many libraries' imagination.
Yeah, because circulation
has
way up,
skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, it has. And even with the threat of the Illinois Library Association and the state, the lack of funding and not coming through with all the funding that it should have been to the Illinois libraries, even with that, the interlibrary loan program has still, we've not seen any slowdown on it. We've not seen any, you know, back off of those borrowing systems throughout the state and across the country. So, you know, get out there and use your library. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing is, if you have books that are sitting around your house that you're not reading, or you, the friends of the library.
Definitely. And coming up here in just 2 weekends, our library friends will be holding a drop-off book drive. You drive up to the front veranda of the Antioch Public Library, pop your trunk. There will be volunteers there. They will unload those books for you, and it'll take them a couple months to catalog, sort, and get everything in order, but then they'll be prepared for their end-of-summer huge book sale that they have every year. And I'm telling you, I cannot believe what a nickel can do. When they're done with that book sale in the fall, they pull in several thousand dollars just at a nickel a book.
That's
insane.
Awesome.
But it does help. It gives us all those little extras when the state isn't able to come through, you know, with the monies we need. It does. It gives us those little extras. And we have to thank, Antioch in particular has to thank their friends group for things like our new media wall behind our CERC, a new video camera that we wouldn't have been able to have afford on our annual budget had it not been for them. So a lot of gifts that they provide us, and programs that they come through and assist with a penny or a nickel to 25 cents a book. And so every little nickel and dime really does count.
Yeah, absolutely.
To our friends group and our used bookstore. But yeah, if you got those books, the weekend of the 14th, drive on out to the Antioch Library, pull up to the front, somebody will unload them for you. And they'll go to good use for sure.
And Christopher, not the pictures.
No.
Okay.
They're not interested in those.
They're going to be selling some bookmarks, but I don't think that would be.
I don't think that the one with the Eiffel Tower on it would work either.
Okay, that's one I haven't seen, I guess.
Well, they've got the character in front of the Eiffel Tower as well.
Okay.
You know, as a tourist.
Yes. We do have a travel theme this summer, but
yes,
yes,
here you
no.
Go.
Oh, thank you for image number two.
Christopher, there are places you should market that, and then there are not places that you should market that. I don't think the library would appreciate it.
There is a little place, though, in Antioch called J.J. Blinkers, and I bet they would love. They would love, yes, postcards. Postcards from, yeah.
I think Christopher could represent J.J. Blinkers.
Thank you for the encouragement, Ann.
It's you know, you ask me for help with your life plan,
there
laying
you go.
It out there. You got
there
it.
You go.
I'm the transition magician, you know.
I
you do work
I,
in an amusement park.
I don't think that's what I bargained for.
Well, we're going to play a quick song, but we're going to be right back talking more about the library with Becky and about Chris's latest stunts.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to Life Outside the Box. That was 6 foot model. And yes, you guessed it, Dennis Weber. We did find him in the CD player, but we don't know where he is now. Any ideas, Chris?
Partying with Lindsay Lohan?
I don't know. I don't think his taste is that bad.
I'm just throwing out guesses there.
Not sure about that. But, well, we were talking about libraries and library return boxes, and Chris wants to give a blanket NTAC award. So, Chris, I'm going to let you take that away.
You drop anything other than return library books into a library returns. What's it, the return box?
Yeah, or right at the library.
Or at the library. Then you might be an NTAC.
And we have an agreement with the Lake County librarians that if that happens and they know who did it, you will be announced on the air and you will get an NTAC award. No questions.
I like it.
I like it too.
An FYI to those that might even think about it, there isn't a box I know of in the country that doesn't have a video surveillance camera on it as well.
Yeah, you don't know where cameras are these days.
No, they're so tiny. They're so little. And they do so much to counteract that kind of activity. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, and come on, folks, don't you have better things to do with your time? You could be working on grand plans to get on America's Top Model, like Christopher.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, and you could end up in Targets all over the country in the greeting card section.
Right.
Spend your time wisely.
And do that greeting card thing correct. We have an entire shelf of dressing tastefully.
Christopher, she was looking at you when she said that.
I noticed.
Oh, my goodness. So anything else that's kind of coming top of mind to you, Becky, that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, again, back when we spoke in February, this is Antioch Library's 90th anniversary year. And we've planned our weekend out for kind of a anniversary birthday bash kind of thing for the library. That's going to happen in August. So towards the end of the summer, the weekend of the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. And on the 6th will be our cake and ice cream social. We are going to have the Navy Band out that weekend. They'll be coming back again. They were a big draw last year. They were out in our parking lot, and they rocked the town that day.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
We had people coming down with their lawn chairs, sitting out in the parking lot. They were under our big porch veranda in the front of the building. And they're coming back again. We will also be having a tribute to the Civil War days. That'll be in June. We mark the 150th anniversary, is that right, of the Civil War?
250th?
It's an anniversary.
Yep, it's a big one.
It's a big one.
It's
more than 90.
And not quite 200.
And not quite 200. So they'll be doing our Jane Connors-Getty. She's our adult program director at the library. And she has two voices from the Civil War, Steve Quick and Phil Laceria. They are going to be doing some reenactments of Civil War time. That will be on a Thursday on June 9th. And then we have Tribute to the Civil War radio show. So it's an old-time reenactment on a Civil War story. This is being done by R&G Productions.
Awesome!
And then we follow that up. I know there's one more. The Balladeers. They'll be doing, they're kind of a quartet of singers that will be doing tunes from the Civil War period. So that'll be kind of an interesting musical program on that day. And those are all in June. And I know there's a lot of Lake County Civil War activities that are going on between the historical societies and the museums and things. So we're kind of just adding to that. And we tried to place these on days that other townships weren't doing programs as well. So
that has to be a tough thing to plan around.
Oh, it's very, very tough. When trying to plan our 90th anniversary weekend, when looking at the year, and like I said, we up in Antioch, we really, we're a family community and we're a festival community and we like to do a lot of things on our weekends. Trying to plan what weekend we would have our actual anniversary was really difficult. We sat down as a committee. We looked at everything that was going on between carnivals and flea markets and farmers markets and the Lions Club, and just every single weekend was full. We finally decided the best thing to do was, if we couldn't beat them, join them. So we talked to all of the other venues during that week. So our events will be kind of mirrored into other activities that are going on in Antioch that weekend. So the day that the Navy Band is out, we actually have the Lions Club barbecue will be going on in Williams Park behind the library. On Thursday of that weekend, the village will be having the antique car show. So they'll have all of the antique cars will be in town, and they'll have a concert that evening. So we'll have 9 or 10 cars from each decade that the library has been around. We'll be parking lot early on, along with the convertibles. They're a cappella group that sing 50s, 60s songs, and they'll kind of march people from the library on over to the band shelter where the rest of the cars will be, and the bigger concert later that evening will be taking place.
That sounds like a lot of planning.
It took some planning between our program staff and then the village staff to get all of our times down so we weren't stepping on anybody's toes and nobody had to rush from one venue to the next to be able to take it all in for the day. So,
wow, folks, mark your calendars for that.
For August, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play a quick song, and we'll be right back on Life Outside the Box. All right, folks, we're back on Life Outside.
That's really not me.
We're back on Life Outside the Box. Christopher, now Christopher's trying to deny that he did that picture, but we know better. We know better. Christopher, come on. If you did it, just admit it. And you know what, folks? We've had a very fun show, and I want to thank Becky for coming in and joining in on the fun and creating it.
It's been a nice morning.
And what do you know off the top of your head when you're scheduled to come on back?
No, I don't. I know they do the schedules kind of quarterly, so I haven't seen the next upcoming schedule yet.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
As am I.
And Christopher, thank you for your being a good sport and admitting, you know, your guilt.
I don't know if you ever admitted it.
Deny, deny, deny. Till the day you die, deny.
And we want to thank you, listeners, for listening to Life Outside the Box. Without you, it wouldn't be half as much fun. So we'll be back next week with more Life Outside the Box, more of Chris's personal development plan.
Ongoing. You got to play Chase. You got to play Chase, too.
Ongoing. Oh, yes, you're right. I do. Here is Chase.
You are listening to WRLR.
There he is in all his glory. And, boy, Christopher, I hope you're keeping that picture away from Chase so he doesn't get any ideas from his father.
And I want to wear that.
with that said, folks, have a fantastic and fun week with as much laughter as we've had in these past 2 hours. If you can laugh as much as we have, you're going to have a great week. We'll see you next week.